And not only that, she's a very dear friend. Margaret Young is the author of two books of poetry, Prismatic Ground and Moderate Fable. She also published in 1945 a nonfiction work, Angel in the Forest, a fairy tale of two utopias. Her prose and poetry has appeared in numerous periodicals, including Poetry, The New Republic, and Kenyon Review. In 1945, Miss Young began writing a poetic novel about the most fascinating person she had ever known. 17 years later, she delivered to Charles Scribner's Sons a monumental 3,449 pages of typescript. And last September, they published Miss McIntosh, My Darling. Miss McIntosh has sold over 40,000 copies at a price of $10.95, which is something. Since poetic novels are not in fashion just now, and since this book is of such unprecedented length, Miss Young has found herself the center of vast literary and critical furor. I hope she'll tell us something about that tonight. One eminent critic has said of Miss McIntosh, "This is the book from which poets will crib their images for the next 1,000 years, and I firmly believe it. William Goyen in the New York Times said it was a work of stunning magnitude and beauty. I'm not going to say anything more about the book. I'll let Miss Young talk about it and read her poetry and her prose. Miss Young comes to us from New York City, where she is currently on leave from Fordham University and is also currently teaching a class at the New School of Social Research. She was born and raised in Indiana and holds degrees from Indiana University and the University of Chicago. She has also attended Butler University and the University of Iowa. She has taught at a number of universities, including Iowa, University of Indiana, Columbia, and Farley Dickinson. When asked why her novel was so different from and so much longer than other novels written recently, Miss Young said something which I think characterizes her very well. She said, "Because I have world enough and time." And so it gives me a great deal of pleasure to present to you a woman who has world enough and time, Miss Marguerite Young.